Open-heart surgeries, which commenced locally in 1995, were stopped in 2003 due to the country's economic meltdown and are set to resume next month amid reports that there are more than 400 patients awaiting heart operations. Since 2003, some patients have been going to countries like South Africa and India for heart surgery, while poor people in need of such medical help have died while waiting for operations. Commissioning the equipment, which consists of a heart-lung machine, a heat cooler machine, a CT machine, and an autolog cell saver, Health Deputy Minister Adrian Musiwa said performing surgeries in Zimbabwe would ensure accessibility by those who can't afford to go to other nations to seek medical attention.
Performing the surgery in Zimbabwe has its advantages, among them accessibility by the ordinary person in the street who initially were unable to afford to go to India or South Africa. The much needed foreign currency will also be spared in the process.
Cardiothoracic surgeon Dr. David Chimuka, who will be in charge of the heart surgeries, commended Medtronic for giving Zimbabwe the equipment, adding that government must ensure that accessories would be availed timeously so that people can get the necessary medical attention.
This heart team must be given the privilege of saying what we want, we must be provided. There is no way you can wait for a heart when you've got a disease and something to sort out and say, I'm going to wait for 10 or 6 weeks. The heart will be gone. It will be dead and the person will be dead.
Dr. Chimuka said surgeries that would be conducted in conjunction with experts from South Korea will commence soon with a batch of 10 children followed by a group of 30 adults. He said a lot of patients with heart valve problems need urgent help to save their lives.
At the present moment, we know that well that a lot of our patients have got problems with heart valves, and so they need new valves in their hearts or the valves being repaired. We know there's an average of about 200 to 300 adult patients who need heart surgery. And in terms of children, a lot of children, like in any other part of the world, 10% of the children who are born have got a congenital heart disease. The same thing here in Zimbabwe. We have about 100 to 150 children who need heart surgery.
It costs on average $4,000 and $6,000 for an operation for a child and adult respectively. Dr. Chimuka said this was far much less compared to India and South Africa, where patients also incurred traveling costs. He said the problem of heart disease was serious in Zimbabwe and they intend to conduct operations during weekends in order to clear patients on the waiting list. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.